Finally, there is 5, the future of my relation to the order, or rather, my future relation to the order. Since I do not have a crystal ball, and probably would not be tempted to scry, even if I did have one, this particular heap of thoughts is the smallest of the 5, and I shall not be saying much more about my relation to you in the future than I have said about the non-verbal means of communication. In any case, my having a relation to you in the future depends upon my being around to have one. And since I do not know how much longer I shall be around, I cannot be categorical on the subject. Young or old, strong or weak, we may die at any moment, as my mother's recent death served to remind me, if indeed I needed a reminder, and as some of you will have been reminded yourselves by recent bereavements of your own. And I must add here that the preceding sentence was the last sentence I wrote before learning a few hours later of the death of Dabdrung Rinpoche. Nonetheless, I propose to venture on a tentative and provisional forecast, which, like all forecasts, may or may not prove correct. The future being the outcome of the present, even as the present is the outcome of the past, my relation to the order in the future will not differ so greatly from the relation I have to the order now, and the relation I have had to it previously. The order will, of course, still be important to me. You will still be important to me, both individually and collectively. I shall continue to stand to the order in the relation of founder and preceptor, and preceptor's preceptor, though I shall not be actually conferring ordinations on a regular basis. One day, I hope, I shall stand to a large part of the order in the relation of preceptors, preceptors, preceptor. I shall also continue to be the teacher of the order and continue to elucidate and translate the Dharma. I shall continue to be drawn to the image of St. Jerome, though I must confess that nowadays I am being increasingly drawn to the figures of 2 other translators in the fullest sense of the term, Marsilio Ficino and Thomas Taylor the Platonist. St. Jerome, of course, spent the latter part of his life in the Holy Land, at Bethlehem. It is unlikely that I shall go and live at Lumbini, or even at Dapodi, but I shall continue to withdraw from organizational responsibilities and continue to spend much of my time in semi-retreat, whether in London or elsewhere. There will be no withdrawing from people, however. I shall continue to be in personal contact with order members, mitras and friends, especially with order members. I shall continue to communicate with you. Indeed, my having a relation to the order in the future at all implies that I shall continue to communicate with the order, for to relate means to communicate. By what means I shall communicate with you and others, I do not know. Very likely, I shall communicate by the same means that I did before. I suspect, though, that while I may give the occasional lecture or lead the occasional seminar, my principal medium of communication will be the written word. There are a number of things that I would like to write. On the autobiographical front, I would like to finish writing the 2nd volume of my memoirs, covering the period 1950 to 1957, or at least finish writing the 1st part of the 2nd volume, covering the period 1950 to 1953. Staying on the autobiographical front, I would like to write a volume of synchronic, as distinct from diachronic, reminiscences of my 2nd 7 years in Kalimpong. These reminiscences would cover the period 1957 to 1964, a period during which I was developing the Triyana Varjana Vihara as a center of non-denominational Buddhism. and would describe my contacts with my Tibetan teachers and with the ex-untouchables, as well as describing some of the more remarkable people I came to know at that time. Leaving India for England and continuing to be autobiographical, I would like to write a very personal account of the period 1964 to 1969. This was the period of my stay at, and eventual exclusion from, the Hampstead Buddhist Vihara, of my association with Terry Delamere, of my pilgrimage to Italy and Greece, and, of course, of the founding of the FWBO and WBO. These three autobiographical volumes would not necessarily be written in the order of their chronological sequence. I would also like to write a history of my encounters with Christianity, along the lines of the history of my going for refuge, and a substantial paper at the very least on Buddhism and Neoplatonism. Neoplatonism is the major spiritual tradition of the West, just as Buddhism is the major spiritual tradition of the East, and Buddhists can no more afford to ignore Neoplatonism than Neoplatonists, should there be any left, can afford to ignore Buddhism. Other literary projects include a supplement to the survey, a commentary on the Veil of Stars, a commentary on the Bodhisattva Precepts, and a study on reasoned emotion in English literature.